Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today my guest is author Philip Garza. Philip's new book, Agents of Order, is a very interesting contribution to American history literature that tells about the author's involvement in the history of industrial unionism and the rise of the industrial worker to prominence in American society. So Philip Garza retired from the International Harvester Company, Case Corporation, on January 1st, of 2001 at the age of 69 with more than 52 years of service. During his industrial career, Philip worked as a semi-skilled operator in the machine shop as an elected official in the United Auto Workers Union as a journeyman skilled tradesman and spent nearly 23 years in the layout inspection building. He received his journeyman's card in August of 1990. Philip also taught geometric dimensioning to engineers and students of engineering at International Harvester and Scott Community College. Philip's commitment to improving worker conditions through the United Auto Workers Union has led to his involvement in American history, and Philip also served in the U.S. Marine Corps during the Korean War. So that said, welcome to the program, Philip.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Wonderful. Well, I have to congratulate you on publishing what I believe is your first book.
Yes, indeed it is.
Well, great. So how did the idea for actually writing Agents of Order come about?
Well, it came through a lifetime of working in an industrial complex and seeing from an early age of age 17 up to the age of 69 of how industrial unions really helped the working class people of America, especially in the industrial environment.
It has really probably at this point come full circle with the changes that we're seeing in a global market at this point. Are you seeing that unions will kind of fall by the wayside with all of the changes?
Well, that depends on many factors. One of them is whether or not the new president and the new administration will be honest and successful in what they campaigned with, the slogan, Buy American.
Mm.
If we can implement this and make it work, I think unions will maintain. If not gain, they will at least maintain their voice in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I would love it if you could take us back to the beginning when you were that high school dropout and you began working for International Harvester Company. So take us back to the beginning and then maybe through the years, the last 60 years.
Okay, I can very easily do that. It seems like it only occurred yesterday.
I imagine.
Anyway, as I said, at an early age of age 17, I went to the farm oil plant in Rock Island, which was International Harvester, and I was hired there in November of 1948 in the foundry. And I worked there and was almost immediately approached by the union to join their union. And, of course, I had never really heard about a union. I asked the question, well, what is a union? And, of course, the recruiting union steward says, he thought about it a minute and said, well, the union will keep the foreman off your posterior.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a good idea because I had to put in a probationary period and I wanted some protection. So I immediately said, yes, I will sign the card and join. And he said, sign the card and tomorrow I'll be around to pick up the signed card. And it'll cost you 50 cents a month. So that was the beginning, the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I had some problems there in my several months in the foundry because during my probationary period, which is exactly what it is, a probationary period, the company had the right to take you off whatever your regular job was and place you whenever they needed you. So I had a problem with the union. I was paying union dues, but I got no protection as a probationary employee. But anyway, aside from that, eventually I got laid off at the foundry, and I worked the second shift at the foundry, and the second shift superintendent advised me to go to the East Moline plant of International Harvester because they were hiring there. So the very next day I went there, and eventually I was hired in at the East Moline International Harvester plant. It had no foundry, but it had a large machine shop and several assembly lines and a large sheet metal and heat treating facilities and so forth. So that began my life's work at the East Moline plant of International Harvester, March 15th of 1949.
In Illinois.
In Illinois,
mm-hmm.
That's correct. It was about 7 miles from Rock Island.
Okay. Now, how established was the United Auto Workers Union when you began?
They were not established at all. The union that was in force then was the FEUE, the Farm Equipment United Electrical, which it was claimed by the United Auto Workers that they were communist-dominated. So we went through a lot of skirmishes. The United Auto Workers came to the East Moline plant in early 1949 trying to convince the workers that they should throw off the FEUE union and join a more progressive union, the United Auto Workers. Well, there was a tremendous fight. Cars were turned over. State police was called and so forth.
Oh, wow.
And the United Auto Workers officers who were trying to organize the workers at East Moline were booked for disorderly conduct, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
So that was the beginning of a clash between the two industrial unions.
Well, what was the original structure, the frame? Where did that come from for the original union?
You mean the farm equipment?
Yes.
The electrical?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really certain where it actually started. All